Thank you for joining us in the Wrong Room. I'm Corey, and I'm going to be DMing today. Our players are...
Hey, I'm Ryder. I'm going to be playing Oliver Lonek, a young new adventurer who has a hidden past.
Hey, I'm Chyna. I'm going to be playing Arabella Silverheart. She's a super bubbly rogue. She comes from a wealthy family, but she just steals for the thrill of it.
And I'm Aaron. I will be playing Savar Lunak, an elven paladin who is sworn to help protect the travelers on their journeys through this land.
And we're Wrong Room.
Today we will be traveling through the lands of Renix. It's a continent. Our adventurers start today in the town of Verdantia. It's a outpost for exploring the wilds deep to the southeast of Renix. An old ruin was discovered recently by scouts, and the Kingdom of Solaire has started an adventuring party to head out that way. The three of you have arrived on the train coming in from Verdantia from Mistvale. Together, you met on the train and have arrived in town. You go and ask around, and you find out that they're already gathering on the eastern side of town.
So we all know each other?
Yes, you met on the train.
Okay.
Just to keep things simplistic.
Okay.
So I guess we'll make our way towards where we know everybody's gathering to... I mean, there's money to be made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Travelers to protect and all that.
We have a merry band of adventurers here. On the eastern outskirts of town, you arrive to find people running back and forth, supplies being carried towards two large carts. As you approach, a man who is jotting down in a book notices you and walks over. He says, "Hello, are you here looking into the expedition, or are you here on other business?"
"I'm here for the expedition."
"I'm here for the expedition as well."
"Why not?"
"Okay, my name is Vincent Runeglaive. I'm one of the lead members here on the expedition. If you have any questions, I'll be free to answer them for a little while."
"What can you tell us about the expedition, exactly?"
"The ruins in question are about a week's travel to the east. The scouts found four towers just jutting out of the earth. We've had people travel that way before, and we haven't ran into them. But other than that, they decided to look a little bit deep, but they didn't climb all the way. They assumed there's a large building underground as well. But they weren't prepared to travel underground, so they came back and organized this expedition."
"So you need us for going to the expedition and exploring, or getting you there?"
Traveling there is one bit of it, but exploring and clearing out if there's anything dangerous inside as well."
"Well, that sounds fun. When can we start?"
"We'll be leaving shortly, I believe."
"What's the pay?"
"The leader of the expedition will be explaining that to everybody shortly as well. Other than that, though, you definitely aren't the only ones. There's plenty of people going, though."
"Sounds good to me.
Yep."
Shortly afterwards, you see a man in armor stand on top of one of the storage boxes that's nearby. He begins to read aloud from a scroll, "Adventurers, I would have your attention. This expedition, under the orders of King Leo Whiteflame, will part shortly. The goal is to fully explore and secure the ruins that have been recently discovered. A base reward of 3,000 gold will be distributed to each participant on success in return to Verdantia. Additional will be distributed depending upon the discoveries. Findings are counted as a whole, though, and not on a personal basis." He rolls up the scroll and tosses it to Vincent. "Now that the official droll is read, I can get to the important info. My name is Ashford Greyrat. I don't recognize many faces in this crowd, and that means most of you are probably green at exploring deep in the wild. So let me tell you this. Keep aware. Never go too far on your own. And remember, your life is more important than gold. Keep those rules in mind, and your chance of living will be substantially higher. The ruins we'll be exploring are four towers that have been confirmed to have paths leading down, and the scouts assume there's more buried underneath, but we have no clue what else will be there." He then steps down from his podium.
"What's that nonsense about your life being worth more than gold?"
"I mean, my life is worth more than gold, but your life isn't."
"Sounds like a good gig to me."
"Protect people and get paid for it.
I can do that." "You write my family, just letting them know that I got here safe and at home."
you're able to find somebody before they leave who will send out a message towards Pharaoh.
Thank you.
And we leave at dawn?
It's already past dawn. We're leaving in about an hour, though. So if you need to do into town, buy any supplies yourself, or prep anything, by all means.
No, I'm ready to go.
I'm good.
Ready to go.
Bless you.
Is it another paladin's job?
So time passes, and after you're done doing, what else you do? Waiting, preparing, loading your supplies onto the two carts. The expedition goes on its merry way. You spend about a week traveling out that direction.
Apparently we're doing
with
good.
Absolutely nothing happens. You maybe saw some monsters out in the distance every once in a while, but they kept their distance, afraid of a large caravan.
And me.
And upon the travel, there are about 20 people who are with you in total. All varying groups. Plenty of all races, all kinds, whatever you want to distribute that as, blah, blah, blah. But, as I said, a pretty uneventful trip, but it is about a week off. After about a week's travel, you see in the distance what looks like pillars. You hear some chatter about, it appears you have arrived. Some time is taken to set up camp outside, as you are intended to inspect some time here. In order to keep the camp protected, though, at least one group will be staying behind at any time, but there's enough people here to set up for four different groups. If there's anything you want to leave in the camp of your belongings right now, now is the time to leave them there. If there's anything you don't want to be carrying spelunking.
No, I pretty much brought all spelunking gear, so...
Yeah, I brought everything I need.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty... I travel light, except for weapons.
See, the group you have been assigned to is actually consistent of Vincent himself, the one that you originally met, a young cleric named Annis, and you three. And you guys have been asked to investigate the Northwest Tower. Ashford's group is going to take first watch of the camp, and the other two groups also intend to go ahead and start exploring a little bit. So you shall be heading towards the tower in the northwest.
So around what time of day is it now?
We'll go with noonish.
Okay, we've still got plenty of time to explore. Shall we? Great adventurers.
I will introduce myself to my other companions.
Annis
and Vincent, yes.
Which they've met you on the trip. They've been there as well.
Oh, okay.
So you're familiar with them by this point.
And I guess I'm ready to go.
If you have any questions, like you wanted to go with what you asked them on the trip, that's fine.
Yeah. But
they're both human in stature. General height, Vincent's probably around his late 30s. Annis is probably still in her early 20s, from what you can gather.
Vincent
is a human. He's the one who was jotting down in the book when he first arrived.
Yeah, but does he look like any kind of fighter or something?
He's wearing a open robe and then basic clothing underneath, but he doesn't carry a weapon on.
A wizard, Vincent.
As you approach the tower, the only entrance that you can see nearby is a broken down portion of the wall that you can see inside.
Can I hear a
perception?
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to do that.
11.
Is this after you walk inside or before you walk inside? I assume before at this moment. Okay.
A seven?
Wow. I'll roll one as well.
Three.
I'm a rogue. I should probably check the traps too, shouldn't I?
It's going to be a seven.
Now take note, the scouting party has already came in and determined there is place below this.
Okay.
So there's probably not any traps in the first area. But upon closer inspection, these towers, they're not circular, they're more square, they look more like an obelisk or like the Washington Monument. They're definitely not normal tower-looking towers.
And this is something pretty strange to our area, right?
No culture you have seen has had buildings like this.
Always a good sign.
Exactly.
Can I?
Other than that, the doorway that you see that leads in feels more like a busted-out wall than an open, actual door or window.
Okay.
I will say, as you walk in, it's illuminated by the sun outside, so it's a decent lighting through the window. There's a stairwell that leads down, but other than that, the ceiling is not as far up as the tower is, actually.
19.
Other than that, inside the room, the only thing you can see, for anybody who scored above a 15, is what appears to be a worn-out circle in the center of the room. What the?
He rolled a 1 and then a 20 right after each other.
Okay. I don't want to say rigged, but
if only this was 5e,
you've seen stuff like it before. It looks like an old magical circle that's just been worn down by time.
I'm assuming that Vincent is a magician, right?
He is, but he is unaware completely of what you're talking about on the floor.
Okay.
I didn't see this guy. I rolled 15.
15 is fine for spotting the circle. Just knowing what it is a different matter.
I want to use detect evil.
Okay, go ahead. It's an automatic seal. No, it's actually not evil at all. Okay. Not in the slightest. Any magical residue from it at all is actually gone, though, in the first place. But there's nothing that emanates evil from it now.
Okay, I'm just
going to,
like, start. This is obviously a magician's circle or a magical circle of some sort. Somebody else knows.
Now, I said, there are stairs that lead down.
I'm going to head down the stairs.
Like, if you want to get Vincent to actually pay attention to the circle, he can make him look at it and so forth, even though he just is completely oblivious. Okay. He lets you all know that this was probably an old transportation circle by the looks of it, but it's using symbols that he's not 100% familiar with, too, so he can't guarantee that.
Also, good sign.
Very good signs.
Unknown magic. Yay.
I honestly don't see what could possibly go wrong with this expedition.
I'm going to definitely go upstairs as well.
Okay. As you descend down the stairs, it is much darker down here. The light does not reach as well.
Can I light a torch?
Yes.
All right.
If you wish. Okay. As it lights up, you see the stairs go down in a spiral, but in a square spiral, of course, as it's obelisk instead of a tower. It goes down for 4 or 5 floors. You can't tell how far you've walked. And it leads to, it leads to a floor, you see a light bluish glow emanating the room that it's exiting into.
Can I determine a source of this glow?
And this is you still walking down the stairs towards the room.
Okay.
If you continue walking just fine.
I'll continue walking, no problem.
You just see lights on the wall that are just emanating the blue glow. It's not from any creature or anything, just lights on the wall. Upon further inspection, roll 1, perception.
5.
you don't notice anything, no. Wow, that's going to be fun. Does anybody else want to look at them?
Yeah,
sure.
Are you interested in the flashy blue lights at all?
Still a 5.
24. Okay, so you two just find them as just pretty blue lights. There's nothing behind them. Annis also does not notice because she rolled a 1 as well.
She doesn't even see them.
Yeah. I can't see anything.
Now, this light is a decent light, but it still leaves it in low light conditions in here as well, just to clarify, which of course your torch helps you out.
And I have low light vision.
Yes, you're the only one who gets the benefit here. In the room, it's a decent length, but you can see a door on the far end. Inside the actual blue glows, upon closer inspection, there's actually runic symbols. Nothing that you would recognize yourself, but just as an example, just some kind of runic symbol. Vincent also noticed, and he's actually examining them quite deeply as well, so.
I want to go in and ask him, do you recognize me?
Not at all, but I do intend to investigate them.
Does this room lead anywhere else? Are there any exits?
There's a door on the far side of the room from where the stairs came in.
I'm going to cast Detect Evil again.
There is no evil in the area.
You want to take a look at that door over there?
I'd love to.
That lucky?
So, 18.
18. There are no traps on this door.
What's for 18? I'll try and open it.
Okay. You open the door and it leads into a hallway that splits left and right.
Left is always right?
Left is always right.
Yeah, as you go through the door, you see the right is a dead end anyway. So as you three walk through, as well as Annis, all of a sudden, everybody do a perception check. So, trying to keep it in order.
21, or 22, 21. Excuse me.
Eight.
Okay.
I'm still distracted by the blue lights.
Yeah, anybody who rolls over an 18 feels a slight rumble.
I thought I was hungry.
Tonight,
like earthquake rumble?
Feels more like, what'd you roll?
22.
Feels more like an explosion rumble.
Can I tell where from, like above me, under, same level?
Not that detailed, but it did shake just enough. But now everybody's feeling shaking real quick. Vincent is still by the room close to the stairs. Y'all are through the door, and you can see the ceiling in the middle of the room is cracking and about to fall through.
Can I make a reflex save to grab Vince and pull him out of the way?
The building the room is about 30 feet wide, so there is a huge gap between you.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Vince.
I'm going to yell.
I run to try.
He has already noticed it. Because he rolled a nat 20. These dice are just insane.
He's been gone.
Yeah.
That's an after image.
It's that little smoke cloud they leave in cartoons when somebody runs away really fast.
So he's able to react quickly enough, but he can't run your direction. And the rubble is coming towards the door when it's falling, so anybody still nearby the door still needs to roll a d20 to get out of the way reflex.
I'll probably be the first one to go through.
Yeah, you're good.
That's a 12 on that reflex.
You're fine.
10?
Not fine. You take 2 damage from falling rumble. Not that bad. You were already far enough away that it wasn't a big deal.
Well, I guess now we're stuck here, guys.
So now you find yourself stuck. Now, of course, there are 4 other entrances, so you could always try and find another.
I'm silver.
Silver.
I am so far.
Are you really?
Okay, so you're going by a nickname.
So I'm here with Silver and Silvar, and I'm stuck. This is going to get confusing really fast.
So you now found yourself trapped inside this tower you were supposed to be exploring.
Okay, well, nobody should panic, because... one, we're all together, sort of. Down more men. No, two, there's gotta be at least 3 other exits.
Theoretically.
And you know, if they haven't caved in either.
I'm eating her first.
I'd say at least explore. That's what we're here for.
Hey, we may as well.
You don't have a choice, really.
Yeah. I feel like maybe we can discuss some additional hazard pay when we get out of here. That doesn't mean we don't have fair rights.
Unionize the adventurers.
Anders reminds you, it is 3,000 gold you're getting if you just survive.
We unionize. Unionize.
We really need some money.
The people?
Yeah,
Anders says to you?
4 people.
We're eating her first.
Inside the hallway, there's the dead end to the right that you saw. To the left, there is a door and a hallway that branches to the right. And these halls are still illuminated with those same 2 lights.
I'm going to check the drops now. Mm-hmm. 10.
The door is completely safe.
I will go and open the door, though.
It's locked.
I got this. I want to pick the lock. So what would I roll
for? Disable
the device.
17. You've never seen this kind of lock before, but with a little bit of fiddling, you do manage to barely figure it out, and you hear a click on the side of the door.
Okay.
As you open the door, you can see some stairs going down, but it also leads to some more debris.
I hope there's a way out of here. I guess we're going down the hallway.
As you explore down the hallway, you also see two more branches that path out, but they're also covered up in debris at the moment. Further ahead, though, you can still keep going straight, and the pathway divides one more time to the right. Down that way, you see some double doors and some more rubble that actually has a hole in the top that you might possibly be able to squeeze through.
Who's the smallest here?
Probably me.
I lift her up to try to look through it.
Okay, as you look through the hole, you can see, once again, more blue lights and a long hallway that stretches forward, similar to the one you just came through.
Can I try and, like, crawl through the hole?
Mm-hmm.
And get on the other side again?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just another hallway in front of me.
Yes, dexterity check to crawl through there.
17.
17? Yeah, you're able to crawl through. And again, the hallway looks very similar to the one you just came through. If you walk down it some, you see two other paths that branch out opposite direction, of course, because it's similar to the ones you just came through.
Yeah. And y'all want me to go ahead and die y'all, or wait?
I think we can make it through. Can we? Is it possible for us to squeeze through?
You can try that heavy armor of yours. And I assume that heavy armor of yours...
How big are y'all?
I'm 6'2".
I'm 6'1".
I'm 5'2".
See, if y'all were halflings, you'd have no problem getting through that.
Maybe you would. You forgot it.
I put halflings in the world. You must have missed that post.
I actually didn't see it. I've never played a halfling before. I should.
Not enough people respect the halfling.
I guess we're going to wait on her to...
Now, as said, there are a set of double doors in that same hall you two are in.
Let's do it. Let's be badasses. Can we both stand side by side and kick in the double doors?
Sure. I really hope there's a trap.
So that's what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, roll strength checks. I'm waiting for these. Was that a 1? 2?
19.
19? Okay.
I rolled a 5 in total.
So the door that...
Gosh darn it.
Silvar is standing beside flings right open, and the door in front of Oliver swings open just from the residue force of it.
I still stroll in like okay.
After you.
Okay. Upon your initial look around, you see the room is more circular, and there is even a larger blue light in the center, illuminating the room a little bit better, but still pretty dark. And if you stroll right in, your sixth sense kicks in, and you feel swings coming from beside you. You see claws barely graze past your face.
Well,
and
fuck.
Is Regina a rogue check for this one?
You can clearly see just what would equate look like a zombie, but it's moving far faster than a zombie and looks more like beef jerky than anything else. It's completely dried out flesh, but moving far faster than a zombie would. You can barely make that out, though. Well, you have your torch, don't you?
I do.
That's right. Yeah, you can clearly make it out. Never mind. I'm a complete liar.
Sweet, merciful Buddha. What the fuck?
But it's like two human beef jerkies are attacking you. It's the best way I can describe it. So roll for initiative.
I want to, like, house these dice somewhere far away.
That's an 8.
6.
They got a 20.
Oh.
A so nat 20.
I don't want to say rigged, but...
Rigged.
I don't even know that they left. I'm waiting for an answer.
Yeah, you are. You just hear a...
Jesus Christ.
Okay, at that noise, I'll probably try and, like, start, like, trying to climb.
You know you're scared when you start yelling out gods that you don't even know exist.
If you're going to start climbing, roll an initiative check, too, then.
There we go with my cousin.
That's right, you have my d6 for now. I'll keep my d6 out. I'm switching my d20, though, because that's been a 1, or 2 1s and 4 20s.
Okay. Probably because you're using a rigged d20.
Apparently. These are my newest
give
set of
it
dice.
To me. Give it to me.
You want to roll 1s and 20s? Yeah, that's my newest set of dice. I bought those at Comic-Con in February, and I haven't even used them before. There they go, doing their thing.
Okay. The thing is, you got the good bear.
Pretty sure a 14 doesn't hit all the fences, nor does a 12.
No.
Okay, so the creature's once again moving swiftly, trying to find an opening in your defense. You're able to react properly and block them. Pretty squarely. Dexterity checks Pondra through the hole.
Oh. 16.
You'll be able to get back through, but you use all your movement to get to the other side of it.
Cool.
You too.
I believe yes. I scored high. I'm going to say, bring it on, bitches, and take a swing at whichever one is closest to me.
Okay.
And does a... 18 hit.
A 18 will hit their armor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all are hopeless.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He's fucked up. He's going to take 11 points of damage.
11 points. Okay. So you're going to get a solid swing, a large chunk taken out the side of him. It reels backwards, nearly falls down, but it's still standing just barely.
This is some tough jerky.
I'm going to take out my elven curved blade and swing at the other one.
Sounds good.
And miss. 6.
Nope. It's reacting a little bit to seeing its buddy nearly ripped in half already. Takes a little bit of extra careful to dodge your blow.
Not a lot of room to swing this in here.
What's your armor classes? Because I don't even have them written down.
16.
20.
I got yours.
My
13.
What gold did y'all take?
Huh?
Like, did y'all do, like, average or max?
He did average. She rolled.
I did average.
And then they took rich parents, so they had 900 extra gold.
That explains it.
Yeah, that's why they have so much money. I wasn't expecting that when I made these monsters, by the way.
We always play like the loners that don't have any family. I thought it'd be a nice change to have like a loving family back home that's always writing and worried about you.
Wait, you have a loving family?
Yeah. Sort of.
The fighter is sad. He sheds a single tear.
I mean, who wouldn't love this, hair flip?
Anyway, so as you get around to your turn.
Yay!
Sorry, Silver's turn.
Am I close enough to die? Or am I?
You still can't see what's going on, because you can see the door in front of you. But you could get around to the door, figure out what's going on, and possibly still be in range to attack.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. As you come around the corner, you see... equivocally, two beef jerky monsters fighting. You know what? I completely forgot Anis was here.
Don't you mean Anis was crushed in the cave-in?
We'll say she stayed behind to keep an eye on the rubble, for the most part.
Okay.
Okay, so let's record this line for mixing later. I'm just stay behind and see what I can do about this rubble.
Okay, there we go.
Insert.
There you go, there you go. That's done. Voila, with the magic of editing. Okay, so yes, you can see two pretty much beef jerky monsters in the way.
I'm going just to draw my rapier.
Something.
And charge.
Mm-hmm. Attacking the severely injured one or the one that's not as injured?
I'm going to attack this really injured one because they look capable enough to take on not so injured. So right here, do I add my dex bonus?
Did you take weapon finesse? Well, if you didn't take the weapon finesse feat to get the rapier using dex damage, you use strength.
Okay,
yes.
So I got 18 to hit.
Okay, that will hit it.
2 damage. Oh wait, 18, that's a crit. Oh wait, but I didn't roll it. Never mind.
Roll to confirm.
Yes, she did.
I didn't roll the 18, I rolled 17. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You need to take weapon finesse as a perk.
I don't know why I didn't.
As a feat. Because you sort of like halved your damage output. Yes, definitely the more capable warriors now. You strike at the weakened one, already reeling from. What did you attack it with?
My longsword.
Your longsword. Already reeling from a longsword blow. Thrust straight through its head, and it will drop to the floor. Did not have time to react at all. Did not expect you to come out of the way. So you took out the weakened one.
Yes.
Brings it back to Albert.
Well, seeing the first foe fall, I'm going to turn and take another mighty swing at the other hunk of jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god. when I said mighty, I meant that in a relative term. That's an 11?
11? 11 will not hit.
I will try again with the open curve lead. 21,
that will hit. So as it's busy dodging Oliver's longsword.
5.
Silvar finds an opening to strike it in the side as well, dealing 5 damage to it, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. That brings it back around to its turn. Does 17 hit you?
Yes.
Awesome. So that's going to do a little bit of damage. It's going to do 7 damage to you, actually. So, swings through in retaliation and manages to score a really strong blow to your side. Silver's turn.
Silver.
I am going to attack the still standing one.
Mm-hmm. Will not hit. Okay. So, you go swinging through, it's become just way too clustered and having a hard time striking each other's foe.
I'm going to... Is there any way that I can grapple it to try and give him a bone, give Silvar a bonus?
You can attempt to grapple it, and that would make it flat-footed.
Okay. Alright. I'm going to try and tackle this bitch to the ground.
Is this what I roll a 1?
Will an 11?
No, it will not. This one is a lot slipperier for being as rough as its skin is.
I got a disturbing mental image.
That brings it back to Silvar's turn.
I will swing at it. One.
You go to make a powerful swing, and in your effort to do that, it actually taps your shoulder and manages to push you down, swinging you to the ground, but you are now laying prone.
I just imagine, like, you rearing up for this big swing, and it, like, pushing you to the ground like a schoolgirl.
Well, it's more like those ole kind of moments. It goes to swing at the movement that was behind it that he threw to the ground, but being on the ground, it completely misses you. Swings way too high. And you see it just like looking around like, what? Silver's turn.
So it's still standing.
It's still standing and looking confused.
Oh, no.
13. That'll hit, because at this point you're flanking, I guess.
Sneak attack if you have it. Sneak attack, I took crippling.
Isn't sneak attack part of the thieves' base kit?
Yeah, you get sneak attack. You get sneak attack.
Oh.
Okay.
So you can add a d6, I think, or
yeah, 1d6.
1d6 at first. But you don't add your dexterity to the damage, because you're, once again, did not take weapon finesse.
I could actually take weapon finesse with my giant two-handed sword.
So when the d6 are rolled, 3.
So, 5?
No, strength modifier.
Yeah, strength modifier is 1.
1. So, what'd you roll on the d4?
4.
4, 7, 8. Okay. And I think that actually, with 5, yeah, with that, you're actually going to bring it down. So, as it's looking the other way, you're able to land a solid blow with your rapier straight into its spine. You see it, like, jolt real quick, and then it just drops limp on top of Silvar.
Get off me, get off me!
I killed it, you do the rest.
I will go to help him move his meat.
Innuendo.
This is totally normal.
He's very appreciative.
A little weirded out.
But does he swim that way?
Cute romance subplot. I'll help him up, and...
You're now a couple, and now 20.
We look into each other's eyes.
I go to crack his throat, and that one, I gently caress his hair.
We stare deep into each other's eyes, and know that nothing will ever destroy this love that we have found.
I'm gonna give him a minute.
Sparks aside, the enemies are now dead in this room. With a close look around, you see papers strewn about all over the place, and another double door on the other side of the room.
Is there any way that I would know what these creatures are? Have I heard of them? Or?
It's nothing that is knowledgeable in the world, at least.
Damn. So, we have a place with architecture we've never seen before, magic rooms we've never seen before, monsters we've never seen before.
The big
thing with the monsters is that they look like human beef jerky. Like, they look, the closest thing you would relate them to is zombies, but they're moving faster than zombies that you would have dealt with before in any travels. Yeah, kind of, but they, like I said, they don't have any rendition of their humanoid features, because it's all just like the skin's flaked and dried out, and there's no hair, no really recognizable facial features other than it has a face.
Okay, I'm gonna head towards the exit then. Is there anything in this room of notice beyond the two dead bodies that we just made?
Perception check.
I don't see shit.
11?
They blinded me in the fight.
You were blinded by the sparks between your eyes.
There's
papers strewn throughout the floor that have a language you don't recognize. Nothing of greater interest other than the rune on the ceiling is a little bit larger and brighter than the rest of the runes you've seen so far. The table in the center is circular but worn down from age. A couple of the chairs broken. And everything has just a fine layer of dust.
I'm gonna gather up some of the papers. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put it in my belt.
Mm-hmm.
To take with me, even though I can't read it, maybe I can decipher it. Mm-hmm. In the coming years time. Actually, I wanna look at the papers. Is there any type of, symbol or anything that I might recognize in the
world? Not of any language you know. Or have heard or seen before. The only thing you can relate it to is that some of the symboling has a same. Roll an intelligence check, actually.
14.
You can make a basis thought that it's similar to the same rune look that are on the lights. So perhaps a similar language, but not certain.
Okay. There's a door on the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check for traps on it. See if it's locked. They're 12.
There are no traps that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
You open one of the doors of the two, opens just fine, and it leads out to, similar to the other side of the hall, hallways that lead left and right.
Left is always right.
Left is always right.
Yep.
You're going to kill us one of these days because we always say that.
Yep.
Left is always right.
Bad of acid. No, 19 is not enough to get out.
Looks at Ryder, or looks at Oliver. Hold up,
bro. It's gonna be one of those clear gels, like the clear ooze monsters, that just destroy equipment. You're gonna be like, left is always right, and then you're gonna go, okay, as you travel left, once again getting grinding, it is a very similar architecture, sort of like the entire place is perpendicular, not perpendicular. What's the term? Like everything's a mirror of itself.
Symmetrical.
Symmetrical, yes. I should know that Overwatch has a character Symmetra that's all about that.
I read too. I know big words.
I rolled a 5 intelligence check on that, my bad. So yeah, it's just a general pattern throughout the area. So the hallway to the left arcs at an angle to the right.
So we continue down the hall and...
Continue down the hall. You see again the two split paths that you've seen that have always been covered by rubble. Again, covered by rubble. But as you go further, you see, once again, a door, then as the hall angles to the right, another door. Similar to the place you originally came from, which had a stairwell down and a stairwell up.
Which is always right.
I said we go right this time.
Don't break the system.
Yeah, but left is always right, except he's wrong.
He's fair point.
Fair point. Fair point. Right it is.
Okay.
Not left.
So you go down the hallway a little bit further, find the door. It is unlocked. Well, you don't even know it's unlocked then yet if you haven't jiggled it. So you check for traps. Go ahead.
Yeah.
14. Again, no traps on this door.
Mm-hmm. Open it up.
Okay, you open it up, and it's a little bit darker in this room. Roll me perception check.
12.
It's the torchlight barely shining in from Oliver behind you. You can't make out much. It seems that even the room lights in this room aren't working proper, that you can see inside.
I'm gonna get
Silver
to go first and
see if
he can probably see a lot better than I can.
I leap through the door.
Leap through the door? Limp through the door.
You're injured.
Very fine. Very much so.
Rub some dirt on it.
I knew what I forgot to do. My bad, y'all. As part of the quest, supplies were given out to you. You were each given a small healing potion each.
Okay.
How much does it restore?
I believe it's a 1d4 plus 2, but it may be a 1d6. I am not 100% certain.
1d6.
We'll go with we'll say it's just, it's a custom healing potion. It's 1d6 plus 2.
7.
Do you want to record a snippet so you can edit that in too?
No, we're good. We'll just say it was part of your inventory pre-session creation. You knew you had those potions. There's also a cleric that you have left behind dealing with rubble.
No, we did not leave behind. GM left behind.
Very true. But you can always go talk to the cleric for some healing. You know there's a cleric nearby.
Actually, I can double back and go get the cleric and follow my marks.
Fuck her.
So as Aaron limps from his slight injuries through the door that have been treated slightly with the potion, you roll a perception check
7.
It's not that hard because you have low light vision, but you can see into it. It's another one of those creatures in the room, and you can see another body of a not-so-creature-looking creature, possibly another human, who is lying at the edge of the rubble.
Does it see me?
As of right now, no. It's looking towards the rubble.
And use detect evil to see if it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's evil.
No, it's not evil at all. Okay. It's not good. It's not evil.
I whispered to China, sneak monkey, do your thing.
Yay, I want to vanish.
Okay.
Into the
clump, 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 trip, clump.
No, no, no.
My chainmail.
So, as she's walking into the room,
she yells, "Hey, Buxton, over here!"
Not quite.
Steps in a mop bucket.
Again, the low light conditions and not being informed of what's in here, she ends up kicking over a pile of rubble that was also rolled down. The creature turns around and looks, but you instantly freeze, jump into combat. What happens after you realize you kicked a thing of rubble?
I'm just going to realize that I'm not stealthy, so I'm just going to jump at him.
Okay.
19 to attack, that's actually
perfect for
me.
Okay, roll
the confirm.
Nope. Roll your damage and sneak attack for the sake of, reasoning. Yeah.
That's 5, 6.
6? Okay.
Do I double it? Or no, I didn't confirm.
You didn't confirm the crit.
6.
Take some crit focus. I don't think you can take that till you have like 7 BAB anyway, so. So yeah. She jumps and attacks. Everybody can roll initiative as well.
15. 16.
Okay, so Savar gets to go first.
I will attack it. 20.
20, you will hit it.
And 10 damage.
And you're going to cleave it through. So, in its attempt to react to Silver's attack, Silvar comes up and finishes it off.
I fall more in love with you every minute.
Better than this not be a running joke. Sexual harassment!
Okay. So the monster falls, sitting in the room. I said, you can see another humanoid figure lying across the ground. You can make it out. It seems just like an injured one. You actually recognize it as one of the other explorers who was down here, sent down here as well.
I guess I will go try to help him.
You recognize him as Rowan Orton. He was one of the another human who was part of the group you were dispatched with. He was a ranger, actually, that was with y'all.
So he was traveling with us.
With you and the 20 group of people coming, yes.
Yeah.
But he was part of a different group that was sent to the Northeast Tower.
So we're going to be pretty close then.
Well,
you can see, judging by it being everything symmetrical, this is the room that's supposed to have the stairs going up. And this guy's sitting in outside of a little bit of rubble, pretty injured.
So did other people make it in, or did this guy, was the first one to go quick out?
Is he alive?
He's alive, coughing. He was being still and quiet. Now that the monster's down, he's definitely willing to talk to y'all.
Okay. How you doing, buddy?
I've been better.
Obviously.
How ill does he look?
It's some blood leaking out of him, but he's not dying. Like, he's not dead, but he's he probably needs some kind of medical attention. More than likely. D20 medical check,
no,
actually.
I will jump in to help him. I have some experience with these things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stealth and grind it.
Okay.
That's going to be a 21 on that heal check.
Okay.
I also have a heal. 17.
Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee I'm better.
So Ryder's like, hold up, I'm a professional. Oliver walks in and is like, hold up, I have some medical training, and we even have a cleric nearby as well, but I can at least suture up or keep your wound from bleeding right now.
Yeah, the cleric's a bitch.
She can do what you do magically and in a shorter time, but not as effective as long-term treatment.
Why isn't she here?
She is siphoning through rocks.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
This is a running joke. We can keep
So, I'm going to say, all right, look, I'm going to stitch this up. You need to be careful with your movement for the next 5 days and, you know, keep it out of mud and gross and icky stuff like, you know, dungeons for a couple weeks. You don't want to get an infection. Clean it out twice a day. Change the bandages 3 times a day.
It's like,
check it
thank
twice a day, but
you.
Change it 3 times a day.
Exactly.
You did not look at it the third time.
Yeah. So
you hope it the third time.
So would you roll for your stealthing?
I rolled an 18.
An 18?
So while he's doing all that, I'm going through
stealth. Mm-hmm. You're going to find a handful of gold, probably about 70 gold that he has on his person.
I'm going to take 20.
Okay. Oliver, you seem to have gone much shorter now. Playing in the chairs. The height's about the same. God, are you all just going to sit here and play in the chairs now? This is the rest of our session, guys. They're just going to be playing in chairs.
You know you want to.
All right.
Any healing potions?
Back to seriousness.
Okay, yeah.
Because if he had one, at the start.
Yeah, you probably find his healing potion.
Yeah, that's mine now.
Is he covered in rocks?
He's not covered in rocks. If you ask him, he lets him know that monster actually inflicted the injury that you had to heal up. He managed to dodge the rocks.
So he's not, stuck in the rocks?
Nah.
Okay.
He was sitting still, though, because he explains to it, the creature stopped attacking. It swung in my place swung in the air around where I was a couple of times, but I stopped moving and it didn't do anything until you opened that door.
It fucked its world up.
Indeed.
I think people assume he can't see very, or at least see very well.
It's motion based.
Nobody,
I agree.
Nobody can see fingers pointing. Can we ask him a question?
Sure. I mean, he's thankful you helped him. He's not going to be like, fuck off.
Okay, so I guess I'm not saving from him. I'm going to start talking to him. Mm-hmm. So the rest of your team, did they make it in or did they never make it in?
I was the only one who made it past the rubble.
Okay, so it's safe to assume that they are safe and on the other side.
Or, crushed to death.
I can only hope.
Well, let's go with they're all safe and sound and try and figure out a way to get us out.
We could start digging.
We could.
And by we, I mean guy we just saved.
You said to be careful with this injury.
Fair point. Is he fit to move?
Slowly. He would be a hindrance in combat or anything, but he can at least move.
Well, I mean, that's obvious. He's not me.
I'll stand by the hurt guy.
I don't know if we should take him with us.
I kind of have to.
Oh, this is going to be just such an inconvenience.
I know. Paladins and their morals.
They're plainly playing the gods who we have not met yet.
I mean, the guy even said his life isn't worth gold.
Can we just leave her?
That's starting to sound like a good idea. We may just... I feel like we might expect a knife in the back at some point in time.
I don't know. Never mind.
Well,
I didn't say that.
But let's get going and see if we can find a way out of here.
And all of you roll an intelligence check for me.
Intelligence, my low skills.
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled a 19.
So, with the new knowledge that these things possibly travel based off motion or noise or something along those lines, or sense, you do remember that there is a nice room that has double doors on both ends that can be closed. could possibly use as a safe haven from these creatures.
Oh, yeah.
That might also be where the cleric is.
Yeah.
Structure in like the rubble, like if we start moving rubble, is the rubble
getting safe haven? Do you have knowledge engineering or dungeoneering?
I have knowledge dungeoneering.
Give it a shot.
No.
That's going to be a... Oh man, that's hard. 15.
You believe that you could probably start moving the rubble, but at the same time, you don't know if it would be entirely safe, because you don't know how far up the rubble might have been. Because if you're trying to undo a tower's worth of rubble, it's just going to keep on falling down.
That sounds tedious. Let's not do that.
Well, we still have two other exits.
Yeah, let's try and find another exit.
Let's go check out the other exits. Yeah,
there may be more survivors we can round up.
Okay, so you exit back out the door, and there's still the other door nearby.
I'm going to kick it in.
Roll a d20.
It's going to be a 12 on that strength check.
It shakes a little bit, bounces back and forth just a hair, but it doesn't give.
It will. I'm going to try again. Never mind.
Have one?
No, that's an 8.
An 8. So you give it another strong kick, and it rattles even less this time, man. What's up?
I don't know. Check for traps. Unlock the door. 20.
Mm-hmm. It is completely safe to your knowledge. It's locked.
Nothing's locked forever. 22.
You hear a click once again. Getting slightly more familiar with these locks.
I'm just going to kind of like pop it open, turn around, and just look. Oliver,
and as it pops open, you can once again see a set of stairs going down, but buried in rubble.
Can I go investigate that rubble?
Sure.
21.
It's rocks. Lots of rocks.
Is there like another gap or something like that?
Geology isn't a real science.
So made up. Like meteorite.
It's clearly rocks from the tower caved in. More rocks.
Is there any other route we can take?
There is the rock.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Nope.
I guess we should head back to the double doors.
To the double doors.
Because the double doors also had another path going past there as well. So as you go back, you reach the double doors. You see Annis actually examining the jerky corpses now.
Oh, wow. When'd you get here?
Convenient.
I could just erase her from the story if we're going to keep that joke going forever.
No, I like the idea of her being the cleric that's never there when we need her. Just appearing.
We just forget about her all the time.
She's primarily there as just healing support for y'all anyway.
So. Heal monkey.
Critically.
That's not in Pathfinder, is it the Arcana?
Yeah. Knowledge Arcana?
No, like where you just like forget about the people.
Okay. No, that's just something you could probably just have fun yourself with. No, I mean, that's her big thing, is she's there to heal you guys to get you at least level 3 without dying.
What are these levels you speak of?
Levels of enjoyment. Now start enjoying the game!
So, what have you determined from examining these corpses?
More than likely, they weren't always jerky.
No.
That's a great analysis. Where'd you get your degree?
I'm not a doctor.
Neither am I.
You're a religious doctor.
I want to show her the papers.
You do heal people. You should know stuff.
Recognizes anything really doctors.
No, she doesn't.
Can I see if... The guy that we found, like, what is he?
When you were traveling with him, he commonly was carrying a longbow.
We do have a ranger.
But unfortunately, his bow got broken in the rubble, too. So, unfortunate. Unless one of y'all happen to have a bow, he's not going to be too much use.
So he's about as useful as our cleric so far.
And you.
Can he throw the arrows at least?
Yeah, you don't care about him at all. You just stole 20 gold from him.
The bow's broke.
You steal broke everything from him. Only 20 gold to even out my stash.
So what's our next step?
Getting out.
Where do we go? But where do we go from here? Pocahontas, you Philistine.
Annis and Rowan recommend that they could probably use this room, fortify it up so it's a safe place to rest in case getting out of here is slower than expected.
We'll just be pretty inevitable.
I guess we should check to see how much rations we have.
How much rations y'all have?
I have 5 days.
What are these rations that you speak of?
How many do you have?
I don't
know, the ogre. She's not a catering company with her.
I guess I better roll.
Just let me see the sheet. I'll keep it.
She brought her personal chef. I had to write down the days.
Yeah. It's an X and a number.
So, should I roll bluff?
On what? Having rations?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to bluff?
Rest of us.
Yes, I've got plenty of food. Don't worry about me. Is that really what you're going to do?
No, I said I don't have any food.
Okay, yeah.
I rolled a 4.
4?
Yeah.
I rolled a 10 for 6 motive. Liar!
Rowan himself has no reason to not believe you.
Rowan already bought food with
as you eat the Snickers. Rowan himself has no reason to not believe you, so that's not a problem. But Annis and Silvara, like, we watched you pack.
Oh, that I forgot about that food. My bad, guys.
So you guys have rations?
I have 5 days rations right here. But we have a supply of jerky on the floor right now.
Then eat it.
Any of your rations are you eat that?
Sneak monkey. Try the food.
I am not a sneak monkey.
So you're a bad sneak monkey.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm wondering if this guy's checking his supply because he'll notice 20 gold.
He hasn't started pulling out his supplies yet, but pretty much Annis and Rowan say they're willing to fortify this if you guys are going to still explore.
I guess that's our best bet. Because we got useless cleric and limp along here. We'll leave them here.
I don't have to heal you, she says.
I don't think you're useless.
Thank you.
Says the useless thief. I mean, sneak monkey.
Okay.
Find out these things used to be alive.
You're the only one who has not contributed. Who killed the 2 jerkies?
Who damaged the first jerky so that you could kill it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I killed it.
I guess let's go explore. We gotta find a way out.
Okay. You have the right path to explore as well, outside this exit that you just came back through. Look left, look right.
Right is always left.
I don't think it works in reverse.
It sure doesn't.
I have 10 intelligence sleeping alone.
See, the right leads around the current room that you're in. Leads back, and you actually, as you travel down, going pretty much another right and then straight down, you run into some rubble on your right that is similar to the one you climbed through earlier. And if you look through it, you can see the other double doors that you went, and so pretty much it looped around. That's where the hole went.
Does it go any farther?
Yeah. Yeah, the pathway goes straight ahead like you saw before.
Okay, so I
stayed under
here.
Sounds good.
Wait, climb back through the hole? Yeah. No, like it came around. This is the other side of the hole. You're on the other side of the hole.
Climb through the hole.
For clarification, you are on the other side of the hole where you originally had to climb back through.
Okay.
To fight.
Sorry.
So all good.
So let's kick in this door.
No, it's the same.
It's rubble. T20 the rubble. So if you go exploring straight down ways, you're going to come once again to another set of double doors. Like, not double doors, but like the door and then the further down door.
Okay.
Same as the plas 2 up and down areas you've been to.
Let's go.
Which door? Judging from prior experience, well, it's not a double door, it's two doors similar to like the tower entrance and the downstairs that have been blocked.
Oh, okay, so it's like one on the side. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's go in with the right one.
Okay. So you go to open the door that should lead to stairs up. You open it once again, and whoever opens it, roll a d20 to reflex. Okay, as you open the door, rubble comes rolling down in front of you. You're able to deftly dodge to the side and avoid taking any damage from it, though. So that tower is also not in good shape.
Well, we can't go this way, guys.
Could you impact a shovel?
I feel that this proves my point that left is always right.
Okay, so that door, once again there. If you try to jiggle it, it is locked.
You want to try to break it down again?
No, you need to be
visible. Okay, I will take the lock. 25.
Click. You're getting even better at these locks.
Open the door.
Okay, you open the door and you see a stairwell, and thank goodness this one is not blocked by rubble. Goes down, yes. No, you're not free yet.
How terrible would it be if we were just close and be like, rubble guys. All the other ones have been like that, which y'all believe me.
I mean, we'd all starve to death down here, so.
And no. You just slowly sneak off at night. They think you've been captured by monsters. And then they finally check the door a little bit later, and they're like, that bitch.
Y'all are lucky and neutral evil, not chaotic evil.
So let's go down these stairs, guys. Let's see what's down here.
I said Shank goes first.
I agree. And then I push Silvar downstairs.
But you loved him.
I do, and I want him to grow as a person.
So, yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, so as you climb down the stairs, it's going to go down sort of a flight, just instantly turn back around and go down probably maybe two or even three floors, it feels like. Very deep, considering. Like, it's definitely more than the height of the rooms you've just been through. As you're cresting the bottom area again, and once again coming into an open room, you see a strange sight for being under a ruins. It's a large room, very long, like easily the distance you've been traveling back and forth across, like from pillar to pillar, you would say. So 200 feet, however long it is. And it honestly looks like an old, rundown, abandoned market strip. Old stalls, rotten food here and there. And a perception check to further look more. Why are you two rolling? You guys aren't down the stairs yet. You're behind them.
22.
Looking through further with your low light vision, the lights are around the area dimming in. You can see a door on the right side, about halfway down the big open stretch that's actually radiating a lot brighter light, like nearly sunlight coming through. Interesting. And you also see two more of those creatures skulking around.
I'm going to wait for these two to get here.
Okay, you two catch up. But you're not that far behind. You just kind of see past him through the stairwell.
So I step around. I see this abandoned market street, essentially. Mm-hmm. And the two creatures moving around.
What would you roll your perception?
That'd be a 20, my perception.
Yeah, you can make out the creatures trembling around.
Yep.
Oh. Unless they tell you, you don't spot the creatures.
Do you tell her?
No, it's just kind of annoying.
Okay, I'm gonna make some noise, though.
She sure is.
Do we want to move to engage these monsters?
I'm sure.
I'm walking past. Right. I stopped talking. I'm still going.
So you're just walking avidly through?
Yeah.
I will actually put my shield away and draw from my back my halberd and ready it, and then scream, "Come at me, bitches!"
We know their flaw, and we don't use it.
Pretty much.
I'm in this with glory. Yeah, where's the fun in sneaking and stabbing?
Survival.
Alive.
Also, I can't
Joy.
Sneak.
Yeah.
Pretty sure my stealth is negative.
Yeah, I think I'm taking -6 on the stealth right now.
-3.
So, as you yell out, they don't turn yet.
Oh, hell's not. And then giving me a charge.
Okay, so as you start a lot of movement, that's when they turn.
Okay.
And look towards you. Initiative starts. Yes.
I go tomorrow.
Ready.
8.
It's going to be an 11.
Okay.
1.
Okay. So it is, I said, the hall itself is about 200 feet long. They're about in the middle, so they've got about 100 feet gap. But they are going
long
to charge you because high movement. But they're not going to make it to you entirely the way. They get about 60 feet of the gap. So right within striking distance. Hooray. So as they're, like, tearing through the, like, the carts and the, or not the carts, but the stands and everything, you just see stuff going all over the places. They're just tackling through.
Yeah.
They're not, like, running into everything that's in the way. They're able to adequately get across. But, like, if it's not stable down, like, it's, say, a rotten watermelon somewhere or something like that, it goes flying off of it and kicking it.
Okay. I will get to a point where they're getting close and then just plant myself and wait for them and hold my action.
What do you get for your roll? 5?
8.
8.
11. Okay, so yeah, you will get next. So you're going to, instead of moving forward, you're going to plant and ready for them
ready
for the next turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to kind of beside him, but so it's a hallway, right?
Well, it's like a long hallway, and think of it like you'd see like in a big town, just market stalls everywhere, kind of down the way. There's a general line to them, but they're still been shuffled around, assuming by the creatures moving around and knocking stuff.
I'm not going to move fast. I'm going to move pretty slow and kind of creep, see if I can maybe get behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be stealth?
Yes. 20? Okay. So pretty much you're going to duck down behind the stalls and move behind terrain, whatever you can, to try and sneak up behind them. You're going to go around, wait for them, but you don't make the entire distance towards them yet. Savar.
Yes.
What do you want to do? The creatures were charging. Okay. And he has, like, stopped and is ready, waiting for them to come to him. And she has hidden herself for them to come to her.
I will charge at them.
Okay. So as you charge forward, you can get within distance of one of the two. Whichever one you want to get towards.
13
will not hit. So as you charge towards it, it senses you coming, quote unquote, and is able to dodge your blow. So those two are both going to turn and attack you. Which both miss. They go swinging in places where your motion was, but it's not anymore. But you're just standing there now. They didn't come towards you at all.
Damn it, so hard. I will then... can I move into attack range in this turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move to attack whichever one's closest.
Okay.
And I swim with my halberd. Will a 16 hit?
Yes.
All right. I need to hit him. This motherfucker's going to take 12 points of damage.
So it turns to react, but before it even, it goes to put its arm to like claw at the halberd that's coming towards it because it just senses the motion. So it actually knocks its hand back into it and cleaves its hand and straight through its body as it just falls into two from one solid swing.
Something cool.
How bird you hurt, dude?
One night out.
And I said, they're both right next to Aaron, so cleave.
I can't cleave, so I'm going to kill this other motherfucker. I'm going to kill you and your friend. 18 hits?
Yes.
6 points of damage? No, I'm sorry, 5 points of damage.
Okay. So as you go through, the other one also turns, manage to clip its arm as it goes through. Silver.
So there's still one alive?
Yes, there's still one alive. It's focused on the guy who just swung a giant halberd. And you're, that's it, hidden away. You can probably jump up and attack it if you needed to.
Actually, I'm just going to leave it, and I'm going to keep going down the hall.
Okay.
Do I need to reroll it?
Nah, you're still hidden. You're just going to keep moving unless you do something else.
No, I'm just going to keep moving. Maybe do a few seconds. Try to look around and shit.
Yeah, 19? 25. Are you, like, actually checking the stalls as you go through, or are you just doing a general scout or something?
I'm going to check the stalls.
Check the stalls as you go through. You find rotten fruit, strange knickknacks that you've never seen before. Something that would catch your eye is metallic coins that you've never seen before. No currency that you know of. Okay, you're able to find, going through 30 feet, probably about 20 of those coins. Strolling about, so you're just out there picking up money while everybody's fighting.
20 coins?
Yes, just say 20 unknown coins. Okay, Savar.
I'm going to attack.
Okay.
16.
That'll hit.
Yeah. 6 points of damage.
Okay, so you did 5, 6. So you're going to strike through, also getting a good strike onto its upper body. It reels backwards, but it's still standing. Does a 15 hit you? No, it does not. So it goes to strike back, lands on your armor, but it's so weakened that you don't even feel the impact on it. It just pushes you back a little, but it doesn't even hurt. Back to Oliver.
Time to finish this bitch off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing a 22 will hit.
A 22?
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
So, oh, he's going to take 9 points of damage.
So you're going to swing back around, bring your cleaver straight down its back, and it's going to fall forward onto Silvar.
This is the second time today he's had meat all over him. might be a third time if he plays his cards right.
Innuendo.
Oh, you like it.
So these creatures are dead. So you have, again, large market stall area. Yeah. The one door that you're getting close to that has light beaming through it. It feels like sunlight.
That door.
And because you're closer, you can also see opposite of the door of light on the right. The left side, you can see just a hole in the floor.
Okay. In any of the stalls, is there any type of clothes or anything?
You can find some old tattered cloth, yes. Like clothing. Doesn't look like anything you've seen before, though. Okay.
And maybe a few nicknames.
Yeah. I'm with Silvar. 20. 20? Yeah.
19?
Am
I adding
Just perception kind of stuff. So, wisdom modifier, whatever.
Wisdom.
Or perception, if you have perception checked.
I do. Okay.
24. While you're going through searching for other stuff you find, you probably find another 30 of those coins while typing through stalls. Yes.
I agree with Silvar. We need to head to this door with a little light shining through.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a way out.
So I see to the left, a light.
Not to the right, a light. To the left, you see a hole, like, going downwards.
Okay, I want to kind
of,
like, creep up
to it. Okay. Looking down, it looks like it used to be a stairwell that lead let down, but there's no more stairs. You could probably drop down, but you can't see the bottom at the moment.
Can I take a torch and light it and throw it down?
Mm-hmm. So as you look down, it drops a distance. Feels like maybe two, maybe three flights. Hits the bottom and you can see the torch land proper. After a minute, you see one of those creatures walk into the area and is looking around like...
Dear God, that was creepy. The description. I just ate it and it's so old.
Okay, so...
That's the only creature you see.
Alright, I am going... Is there anything around the hole that I can use to, like, tie a grappling hook around?
It's
just Assassin's Creed that just drop onto it.
There's some old,
I'm on fire, I'm not going down first.
There's some old stands and so forth. They might be resilient enough to stick.
Alright, I'm going to try that. And is there any rubble around that I can use to maybe reinforce it?
In here? No, not much rubble, actually. Most of it has fallen down that hole.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tie it around, the rope, or hand the rope to the...
I'm not going down.
So, as you walk in towards the door, you see her just skip over to this left edge of the area, light a torch, toss it down while you're just waltzing over.
Yeah.
And then you two are going towards the door of light, unless you were interested in what she's doing.
No, I ignore her. As she reaches towards me with the rope.
Okay. As you come up to the door, you get further in, you can see a lot of plant life actually coming out through the door. More like overgrown, feels like, thank goodness you may be outside kind of thing. As you get closer and you get to the door though, you look through, the only thing you can describe it as is a jungle. Like very overgrown, foresty area, vines and grass everywhere, and you can see a bright light coming from above.
How far are we underground right now? We've come down several flights of stairs.
We're pretty far underground, yeah.
Have we journeyed to the center of the earth?
I hope not. I don't want to see dinosaurs, not that I know what that is.
But, did you want to take a closer look outside, or are you sticking at the door? Or?
I'm going to walk through the door.
Okay.
I guess I'm grabbing my grappling hook and I'm not going out that way.
So you look around and they're like, hey guys, don't go outside.
There's a perfectly good creepy hole right here. Why are you going where it's bright?
Okay, so as you go outside, go ahead and give me a perception check just for the sake of it. Unless you guys are just so relieved to be outside. One.
I rolled a one.
Ten.
Huh?
Ten.
Ten, yes.
15.
So you two are just so relieved to be outside. Goodness, you can't wait to go back and get Annis and Rowan and just get out. You do notice through the canopy that there appears to be a ceiling to this room. It's pretty far up. Like it'd be like you've went down three flights. That's about how far up the ceiling is.
So is it like a dome almost, or?
Not really a curve shape, it's just there is definitely a ceiling. And upon closer look, what looks to be where the light's coming from may just be one of those similar lights that you've been looking at, just a white, sunnish version.
I feel like there's going to be a lot more dangerous stuff here.
What are you talking about? We're outside.
Looking up the sunlight. We are underground.
Sunlight.
It's obviously some sort of cave system that opened up right here.
No, that isn't what happened at all. Look, there is a ceiling.
Sunlight.
I charge out into the jungle. Excited to be free.
Okay. So as you're clambering out through the distance,
skipping
practically, do a perception check one more time for me, real quick.
That'll be a 14.
14. You notice a couple of those creatures around.
How many?
And one of them has noticed you. By a couple, I mean just in the general vicinity, five.
Mistakes were made.
And only one has even looked your direction, the
Would
others aren't
paying. Would you say we entered the wrong room?
Ba-dum-tsh.
So, I will ready my halberd and charge towards the nearest one. I got this. Kay. They haven't even managed to hit me yet.
I don't know if they can, to be honest.
900 gold. Great.
Mommy and Daddy love us.
One of us. I say as a single tear rolls down my eye.
Oh, wait. What are you doing after he charges out? Are you sitting here discussing with her the intricacies of this must be an amazing cave in our escape route?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking about following what I'm assuming is the wall.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, see how far this place actually goes.
Cave wall, obviously.
Okay, so... other than that, you've seen Ryder dash out into the distance quite a ways already.
Yeah.
So that one is charging towards you, so you roll initiative.
16? Okay.
So it was coming towards you, but you got time to act first.
All right. Take a swing. 20 will hit, I'm assuming?
Yes.
I scream, "Nothing will keep me from the sunlight!" And deal 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage? Okay. I need to grab a blank card, since I don't have my own pencil. Because y'all suck.
Okay. But you know what doesn't suck? The sunlight that we found. It's pretty awesome, actually.
It's a ruin! A ruin!
What'd you roll on initiative again? It. You rolled 19 on your initiative for?
18, I think.
18, so I rolled 17. I'm one lower than you. Okay, so as it's charging towards you while you were skipping along,
yeah.
You do a good sideways swing, cleave it a good bit, but you didn't get all the way through it like the last few.
Yeah.
And you now see the others around have also noticed you. Are coming towards you, but they've got a minute.
Good. Bring friends, then it might be a fair fight.
Don't get overrun.
Next thing you know, you see a horde rushing at you.
So that one reeling backwards goes and does a swipe upwards towards your face, but you're able to just lean backwards, dodging it quite easily.
Like a badass.
Uh-huh. So you can swing out again.
Will a 13 hit?
No, it will not.
He lives another turn.
So now the others are closing in, so... Okay, Defender wins on one, but 21 does manage to hit you.
Finally, the beast pose a challenge.
And it does 8 damage.
Oh, sweet Jesus, they pose a challenge. oh God, that's not good. That's not good at all. I may have miscalculated here. No, I'm not dead. I'm not dead. But math is really, really hard.
I think it's called 5 HP right now?
No, I'm at, you said 8 damage?
Yes.
Okay, I'm at 6 HP.
Okay.
I can still pull this off.
Okay, well, it's your turn again.
Alright. Will a 19 hit?
Yes, it will.
And that's gonna be 11 points of damage.
Okay, to the first one?
Yeah.
Now, I think I will go ahead and give you a warning that I know. I'm pretty sure Cleave has a -1 or -2 to your AC when you use it.
Okay. I'll take it. I'm going to Cleave. Okay. An 11 is not going to hit, is it?
No.
No. Okay. For my second.
Let me read up something on Cleave real quick. I think you used the same hit, actually.
Can you use room for help? Well, we have no idea.
I yelled.
They really don't.
I yelled, "You will not keep me from the sunlight."
Obviously, yes. You're just excited to be out in the sunlight.
Yes,
let me double check this, though, because it's been a while since I've run Pathfinder stuff. You take a negative 2.
Very
and you make another attack using your cloak attack bonus. So yes. Okay. So yeah, you missed the second one. So you two are going, what are you doing after she starts exploring the wall?
Just gonna follow her and try to convince her we're obviously in a cave.
I'm just gonna be like bantering back and forth with him, like, no, we're not in a cave. Look at this stone up under this.
Yes,
wall.
Cave.
Please roll stone. An intelligence check for me. I just wanna see if I can logic this in.
15.
Okay. You do think about the fact that there are crazy creatures in this place, and you really think we're not out of this place, and he just ran off by himself like a lunatic. Then you remember you don't care.
And continue about that.
She has the not giving a damn feat.
I would like to mention it to him. Hey, isn't your lover by himself?
He'll be fine. He's just looking for the exit to this game.
So another one's gonna land through and do 4 damage to you.
You don't want to start screaming your head, bro.
All right, I'm gonna take another swing at another closest. That's a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Ooh, that's going to be 13 points of damage.
Okay, you're going to kill that one outright.
And then I'm going to cleave.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's a 18 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
That's going to be an 8 damage.
Okay.
That's okay.
So, after you've knocked the first one down, you take a couple more, or another blow to the side, actually gets under your armor plate, and puts a deep cut in your left. Right under your left ribs. You're able to swing around, take that one out with one swing, and lodge your Howard into the next one. You two are still exploring and bickering. So, wheezing, panting for breath because you are hurt now.
Yeah.
You're still able to barely hold off the strikes.
Okay.
So go one more.
Okay. Let's see if I can finish this. I'm going to hit the one that I wounded. Oh, that's not good.
We all love net ones.
No, it's going to be a 9.
Nah, not going to hit. Okay. Good news is you don't lose your armor bonus this turn, though.
That's true. Okay.
Waiting for that nat 20 to show up. No, you're good again.
All right. I'm going to try again.
Good.
Ooh, there we go. There's an 18 to hit. And another 8 damage to that one.
Okay, so you're going to finish off with that one.
And I'm going to cleave.
Okay.
Oh, will a 15 hit?
15 will hit, actually.
All right. And another 13 damage.
Nice. So... you're going to land your blow in the same spot on the first one, cleave it all the way through.
Yeah.
And in the same swing, wrapping it around, swing it around, bring it down, back onto the neck of the next one.
How many are left? There's just one?
Just one.
No, we're not going to leave. You tripped.
Okay, and you're going to, it's going to miss, thankfully. It swings at where the large arc was.
That's a 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
5 damage.
Okay.
I'm a little tired at this point, so.
So the whirlwind of blades, it's managing to realize that the longer part coming out from this guy is dangerous and not something to hit, so it dodges through.
Gotta get inside its reach to respond to those.
Oh, yeah! You did.
Doesn't confirm crit, but you take another 5 damage.
Oh, my conscious.